Fewer HVAC companies are truly family-owned these days, but Care still is. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Today, more and more companies are backed by venture capital firms, where profit goals often drive a sales-first culture. At Care, we operate with family values. That means honest recommendations, fair pricing, and technicians who are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So for honest, fair service, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
There's only one story really dominating the papers this morning, which is the attack on Parnell Square and Riad Bushakar. The Irish Sun has a photograph of Riad Bushakar after the stabbing, lying on the ground, and he's described as beast of Parnell Square. Evil Riad Bushakar lies bloodied on the ground after carrying out a knife attack on innocent children. This is the first photo of Riad Bushakar after he was yesterday convicted of trying to murder three children outside a Dublin school in 2023. The Irish Independent: we could hear riots from the hospital. The mother of the five-year-old girl left with catastrophic injuries in the attack says the violent unrest that erupted across Dublin afterwards was other people's agenda and had nothing to do with her family, and she says she could hear the riots from the hospital on the night of the attack. The Irish Daily Star: maniac who sparked Dublin riots. This is knife maniac Riad Bushakar, who attempted to kill three defenceless children in a horror knife spree. And the Irish Daily Mirror: they told us to go home. This is an interview yesterday carried out by Sky News with the mother of the young girl seriously injured in the stabbing attack. And she says she herself has been a victim of racism. I've had people say to me walking by in the street while I was speaking to my daughter, they told me to go back home. So read more about that, as you would imagine, in all of the papers this morning. Lots of coverage and lots of things being reported on that couldn't be reported on during the trial of Riad Bushakar. Elsewhere, really, it's a lot of coverage of the EU presidency yesterday and the opening ceremony. The Irish Examiner going with what Volodymyr Zelensky said. The Ukrainian president has warned a probe into Ohanish Alumina's exports to Russia for use in their war machine must not drag on for months. Volodymyr Zelensky says every ton of raw material that ends up in Russia is being used against Ukraine. And the Irish Times: Zelensky steps up pressure over Ohanish. The Ukrainian president appealing to the government to cut off the supply of raw materials to Russia. Mr. Zelensky speaking during a visit to Dublin, marking the beginning of Ireland's EU presidency yesterday. And he had to rush home because Russia were attacking Ukraine yesterday evening and last night. And a number of people have been injured in attacks overnight in Ukraine. And so that's really all the coverage about yesterday's EU presidency is about Mr. Zelensky's visit. I did watch the ceremony yesterday. Quite a nice ceremony. Lots of cultural parts to it, but far too many speeches. Like, it got quite boring towards the end. Every single minister, it felt like, was speaking, but they all want to be able to say that they spoke at the opening ceremony. Speaking of speeches and politicians, I see in the Mail state bodies are being told to quit the jargon. So this is Minister for Infrastructure Jack Chambers, who has told state bodies to highlight the cost of failing to deliver major infrastructure in a bid to speed up delivery. So what he's done is he's sent off a circular to all government departments and state agencies, basically telling them to improve how they communicate major infrastructure projects to the public. So they have to adopt, I mean, now you want to cut the jargon here. They've been told that they have to adopt a new framework. The word framework, I would argue, is jargon. But anyway, the framework is called Benefits Realisation Framework. So they have to adopt this new framework called Benefits Realisation to improve how they communicate to the public. The circular states that benefits of infrastructure should be communicated throughout a project's life cycle. Well, that's more jargon, is life cycle. And that the cost of inaction, again, more jargon, should be explained to communities, businesses and stakeholders. Stakeholders, another example of jargon. So they're going to have to learn, if they want to cut the jargon, that starts at home. And politicians need need to learn to stop with this waffle as well. But anyway, we're all going to be communicated in a more clear way about frameworks, stakeholders and project life cycles, apparently. Interesting one on the housing situation in the Irish Independent, because the home of the late broadcaster Marion Finucane sold for nearly €400,000 below the asking price. Now, I saw this house online. It's gorgeous, but it was 1.35 million was the asking price, but it sold for 900 grand, €960,000, which is 400 grand less than hoped. And it's in a great location. It's in Kilteel there, which is on the Kildare, Dublin, Wicklow kind of border. Quite a good location if you want to get onto the N7. A lovely home, but it has been bought for 400 grand less. So I don't know what that says about some of our more expensive homes, which are in quite good locations. Elsewhere, parents are dreading the summer holidays. This is in the Mail. They're calling them heli days, not holidays. Whether it's seeing their children lazing about, playing video games, snacking constantly, 3/4 of parents say they dread the summer holidays. They're the most stressful time of year. And a survey found having children at home during the summer sees the bills rise by more than €200. And nearly half of parents surveyed say hearing "I am bored" repeatedly drives them around the twist. Psychologists say communication is key. So the little darlings, maybe not so little darlings during the summer holidays. Elsewhere, green tea is good for you in shocking news. This is in the Star. Green tea better for you than some fruit and veg. This is because of low levels of flavanols, which are found in fruit and veg. There's a load of them in green tea, not so much in some fruit and veg. And a lot of people, 1 in 5, are getting their recommended daily amount of flavanols, even those who eat their 5 portions of fruit and veg. So you're supposed to drink green tea instead. The only problem with green tea, I find, is that the taste is rank and it kind of leaves your mouth feeling disgusting. But if it's good for you, more people will probably do it. Finally, we have news in the Times of London of the tackiest wedding of the year, maybe the tackiest wedding of the decade. This is, of course, the wedding of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And apparently, the wedding is taking place this weekend. So it's going to be in Madison Square Gardens. And the celebration is going to run for 2 days. There's a rehearsal dinner for 100 people that's taking place tonight inside the venue. And then tomorrow, 1,000 guests are being invited to the main event, which kicks off with a cocktail hour at 4 o'clock, followed by a wedding and a reception inside the arena. And it'll end at 2 a.m. Now, inside the arena, just because it wasn't tacky enough having a wedding in a stadium, there's a white staircase, which is part of an extravagant castle being built inside the venue. And that was filmed being lifted into the arena on Tuesday. Also, boxes of trees and decorations have been brought in as well. And one public safety officer has told the Times that a pink carpet, not a red carpet, a pink carpet has been laid down at the VIP entrance to the arena. Maybe it's all a ruse and they're getting married somewhere else and this is just to distract us all from it, or else they are getting married this weekend with 1,000 people at it. How do you even know 1,000 people? Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.